Don't fidget in there.
Good evening, Mr. Lovecraft.
I really don't think I can keep working for you.
Too bad. Nothing must stand in the way. I've spent my life in expectation of this night. Studying, preparing, living with Olivia's mother. Protecting the girl from this town and her own hormones. It's been a lifelong struggle. But one human lifetime shrinks to invisibility compared to the span of the old ones. Do you realize how long they've waited for me? The wheel has turned. Yog-Sothoth knows the gate. That's the promise of the Necronomicon. Open the gate, let the old ones back in, and they will make you a god. The services rendered, Mr. Borden gets to rule the world.
What kind of world?
The world of the unburied dead in a sky dark with ashes. It'll be a blasted, maimed planet, but he'll be the most important person in it.
Now, if you give me the book, Mr. Borden.
Excuse me, we're on something of a tight schedule here.
Shut up, rich man. I'll deal with you in a minute.
Don't do it, Connie.
Sorry about the hand, my dear. We couldn't have you killing our friend. I want him to see this. Thank you for killing that, though. Pathetic. Come along, Olivia. Time to fulfill your destiny like a good girl.
Be still.
Yog-Sothoth is the key and the guardian of the gate. Seducer, shaper of foul deed and betrayal. This is my gift.
Things gone.